Thank you, the director of the budget. He's done an extraordinary job with the budget, and then he takes on some extracurricular activities. And this board for financial restructuring of local governments is going to be one of those additional duties. So we thank you very much. Much of the conversation over the past 2 years or so has been about dealing with problems that have been long festering in the state of New York. Most of the issues we deal with are not new or novel. Most of the issues have been around for many, many years. They just haven't been resolved. We were having a chat earlier, and the issues just are pushed from year to year, and they're papered over, or they put bandages on the most glaring defects, but they're not really solving the root cause of the problem. An issue like that is the fiscal distress of local governments, predominantly in upstate New York. When people talk about the New York state economy, there is no one economy. There are regional economies, and the main differentiation is the differential between the upstate economy and the downstate economies. And the upstate economy has not been doing well, and has not been doing well for a long period of time. In turn, then, the local governments have been suffering, and they've been suffering for a long period of time. And we've been conducting business with the hopeful expectation that somehow this will change next year. Well, the economy will come back, and it's going to change. Whether or not the economy comes back or how fast the economy comes back, the fundamentals are not going to change if the municipality is fundamentally out of balance. And many of them are, and many of them have been for a long period of time. And the question is, what do you do about it? And the answer is hard. We have spent numerous hours together talking about aspects of this problem. I want to thank the mayors, NYCOM and NYSAC, the mayors and the county executives, for all their time that they've been spending on this issue. I want to thank the police and the fire unions who came together in a spirit of partnership to talk about this issue. It's in everyone's interest to see the local governments doing well. It's in everyone's interest to make the kinds of reforms that we need so the financial path of local governments is a positive and a constructive one, obviously for the elected officials and also for the unions that represent the workers or public servants in those localities. If you are a policeman or a fire officer, you don't want to go to a local government and hear the same thing every year, we're broke, we're broke, we're broke. You want to be working with a locality that is doing well and is improving. So in that spirit, we came together focusing on the problem of distressed local governments, which again is going to be primarily, although not exclusively, in upstate New York. The headlines have been talking about it for many, many years, not months. And the crisis has been primarily, as I mentioned, upstate local governments. You put the growing retirement costs together with the declining populations, together with the decreasing property values, the fiscal crisis of 08-09, where the economy did legitimately take a downturn, which not only aggravated the existing situation, all amounts to the budgetary situation that we're looking at. Bob Mignan used this number last week. It was staggering then. It's staggering now. Population in upstate New York goes down 1.4%. Costs of government goes up 47%. That is the disconnect. This is a mathematical formula, and you can't have fewer people paying a higher government cost. And that's been the story of upstate New York. Well, just throw money at it. Just give more money to the city and hope it'll be better next year. No, we've been doing that for many, many years. It doesn't work. State subsidizes through the quote-unquote AIM program about $700 million. AIM was supposed to be, when it first started, a program that was actually going to foster improvement and performance. The AIM program has turned out to be basically just revenue sharing, just cash to the local governments. These numbers to me are simply amazing. Well, the state should help subsidize the local governments. It does, and it has been. And the subsidies have gotten larger, and the trajectory hasn't changed. Buffalo, one-third of the budget of Buffalo comes from the state. Syracuse, 24% of the budget of Syracuse comes from the state. Rochester, 18%, which relative to the other cities is low. You can see why Bob Duffy, when he was mayor, was perpetually unhappy with Albany. Yonkers, 24% of the budget. Now, the state is not in a position to financially subsidize insolvent governments because the state has its own fiscal issues, as you know, and we've been working very hard to correct. So that is the situation. Past 3 years, what the state has done to correct itself shows that there is a path forward. The labor contract that we negotiated at 3-0s, enterprise shared services, which is something that the secretary works on, Larry Schwartz. Not every government has to do everything the way not every agency had to do everything. Not every state agency had to have its own print shop, its own fleet management division, consolidate share services, spending restraints, three budgets, 2%, healthcare spending reductions, education spending restraints. We put in a formula to guide our education funding. Pay for performance. You're not just paying for process, you're paying for performance. What is the taxpayer getting for the dollar? Our proposal is to put forward a financial restructuring board. The board will consist of the state budget director, secretary of state, attorney general, controller, one private sector restructuring professional. The budget director will establish standards to determine which local governments qualify as fiscally distressed. There will be literally an equation that determines fiscal distress for local governments, and then there will be a decision on where to set that line, primarily, frankly, on the capacity of the panel. We don't want to overwhelm the panel initially. Fiscally distressed local governments can request the assistance of the board. It is voluntary. It is not mandatory. Any fiscally distressed locality can ask to come to the board for help. Working together, the board and the local government will identify a specific restructuring plan. State budget currently has $80 million, which is set aside for to assist local governments with reorganization consolidation plans. The board will be using those funds. Recommendations of the boards would be binding upon any municipality that accepts funding if the funding was part of the restructuring plan, meaning a locality could come to the board could work on a restructuring plan. A component of that restructuring plan may be resources from the state. If the locality accepted the finances from the state, then they would have to live with the plan that the finances were used to support. The board may require development of multi-year financial plans, functional consolidations, mergers, shared services, fewer elected officials, other measures, but these would be organic changes to reorganize the government, again, on the premise that the current numbers don't work. In the private sector, when companies, businesses get into trouble, there is a restructuring mechanism. It is a bankruptcy court. And in the private sector, a company goes into bankruptcy court, gets restructured, and comes out in a relatively short period of time. There is no governmental equivalent. What happens to a governmental corporation that is fundamentally insolvent? Nothing. It continues year after year. If it gets really terrible, at one point you'd go to a financial control board, but that would be after the locality really was financially bankrupt for a long period of time. Bankruptcy court in the private sector is while the corporation is still operational. They go into bankruptcy, they restructure, they come out. There really is no governmental equivalent. This financial restructuring board, we believe, could help local governments that are under distress but don't want to get to the position of a financial control board, et cetera. The board has a second hat, a second function that it can perform. It can also be a binding arbitration panel. The board would provide an alternative to the binding arbitration process currently used for police, fire, or deputy sheriff unions if both the municipalities and the unions agree. The board could render a decision within 9 months. This would be a significant benefit from current binding arbitration, which can go on literally for years. So if the parties were interested in it, it would be voluntary. Both parties would agree. Why would they do it? Two reasons. One, it's faster, or it's planned to be faster at 9 months. Number two, it would be less expensive since the costs would be paid for by the state. We are sending a bill reflecting this discussion to the legislature this week, and we are hopeful that the legislature will act on that bill within this session.